Welcome to episode 482 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. People who are not convicted of their sin and who do not realize their own inability to meet God's holy standard by their own efforts are not desperate for what God offers through the gospel. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 7, Paul writes to his protege Timothy about some false teachers troubling the church at Ephesus. These false teachers wanted to be teachers of the law, but they did not understand its proper use. In the four verses that follow, Paul shows the proper use of God's law is to bring conviction of sin so that people are driven to the gospel for salvation. In 1 Timothy 1 verses 9 to 10, he lists offenses against God and then crimes against fellow humans.
Today's top 10 list.
The 10 guidelines in 1 Timothy.
Number 1.
Guideline number 1, 1 Timothy 1 verse 9. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. The one who is lawless and disobedient does not recognize the primacy of the law or the lawgiver. Paul adds in 1 Timothy 2 verse 5, for there is one God and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. There is no valid way to God that does not come through Jesus. This statement of Paul echoes what Jesus said in John 14 verse 6. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In the modern world, most people think that any road leads to God, if followed sincerely or with a good heart. The Bible argues against this idea.
Number 2.
Guideline number 2, 1 Timothy 1 verse 9. The law is not laid down for the just, but for the ungodly and sinners. Those who are ungodly place more importance in something other than God. Whatever that is becomes an idol. Paul adds in 1 Timothy 6 verse 9, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into a snare, into many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. This desire for riches tempts our hearts away from eternal riches and ensnares us in a trap few can escape, always dreaming of riches and always setting one's heart on them. Riches become one's idol. The desire to be rich can really only be satisfied in Christ and satisfied with spiritual riches rather than material ones. Everything else falls short.
Number 3.
Guideline number 3. 1 Timothy 1 verse 9, the law is not made for righteous but for the unholy and profane. The word profane means blasphemous, obscene, or irreverent. Paul adds in 1 Timothy 6 verse 1 that all who are under a yoke as bondservants regard their own masters as worthy of all honor, so that the name of God and the teaching may not be reviled. Other versions speak about blaspheming or bringing shame to the name of God. We are called to honor, to respect, to uphold the name of God.
Number 4.
Guideline number 4. The book of 1 Timothy does not specifically address remembering the Sabbath. However, Luke often describes Paul and his companions as attending Sabbath services in the synagogues they encountered during their missionary travels. This includes Timothy. Paul, Silas, and Timothy baptized people on the Sabbath day.
Number 5.
Guideline number 5. 1 Timothy 1 verse 9. The law is not made for the righteous, but for those who strike their fathers and mothers. Paul adds in 1 Timothy 5 verses 1 to 2, do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in all purity. Paul directs Timothy that older men are generally not to be rebuked. A young pastor, such as Timothy, must shepherd them faithfully, but with due respect for the years and presumed wisdom of the older men. Any godly person will show deference for those who are aged. The guidance to this effect is found in Leviticus and in Proverbs.
Number 6.
Guideline number 6. 1 Timothy 1 verse 9. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. Paul adds murderers to the list of people who are lawless, disobedient, and ungodly. In 1 Timothy 5 verse 8, Paul also says, "But if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." This verse reinforces guideline number 5 in affirming honor and care for one's parents. It also reinforces guideline number 6 in underscoring the sanctity of life.
Number 7.
Guideline number 7. 1 Timothy 1 verses 9 to 10. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but, verse 10, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Paul clearly calls out sexual sin here.
Number 8.
Guideline number 8. 1 Timothy 1 verse 10 indicates that the law is for those who are men stealers, which can be translated here as kidnapping. And there are prohibitions against stealing that are implied elsewhere, such as in 1 Timothy 6 verse 10, where Paul warns about what the love of money can cause. Among the evils wrought by the love of money is stealing.
Number 9.
Guideline number 9. 1 Timothy 1 verses 9 to 10. The law is not made for the righteous, but for liars, perjurers. The law is for liars and for those who commit perjury. In other words, those who bear false witness. Paul adds in 1 Timothy 4 verses 1 to 2, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared." One way to identify those who in later times have departed from the faith is a lack of sincerity, is lying, is being deceitful.
Number 10.
Guideline number 10. 1 Timothy 1 verses 9 to 10. The law is not made for the righteous, but for whatever else is contrary to the sound doctrine. This would include covetousness. Paul adds in 1 Timothy 6 verse 10, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs." Through this craving, the love of money can motivate any evil on this earth. There is no sin that cannot be committed for the sake of money. Greed can enhance, inspire, and amplify the temptation of any other sin and lead us to disaster. This is why Paul continues by saying that believers tempted by a love of money can leave a close walk with God. They are prone to exchange holiness for a focus on building wealth for personal gain. Paul says that the law is for the lawless. God's law speaks to the sinner to reveal his sin and convict him of sin. Father, help us to see our inadequacy confirmed in the law. Make us cling thankfully to the cross and walk daily by the Spirit who works your righteousness in us. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.